God help us!
WFMD, AM 930.
624 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. Rise and shine up and Adam. The Morning Bear, Bob Miller. Diana Gibson in the newsroom. Katie Ryan coming around in just a couple minutes with a check on your traffic every 10 minutes on the gates. And you can be part of the driving force at 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD. So I guess you've heard this already. I don't know if you have or not, but Nordstrom's is charging $425. Now, I guess this is not fake news for fake mud jeans. They're actually selling a pair of jeans for $425 that allegedly shows that you're not afraid to get down and dirty. The Barracuda straight leg jeans, which come with a caked-on muddy coating, have been roundly mocked on social media. Of course, the man who knows a little something about dirty jeans, Mike Rowe, remarking that the jeans are intended to make someone appear like they have a dirty job when they do not. The Barracuda straight leg jeans aren't pants. They're not even fashion. They're a costume for wealthy people who see work as ironic, not iconic, Rowe wrote on Facebook. And for $425, he goes, I understand the appeal of buying broken-in jeans. I mean, really, who has the time these days to wait for a pair of jeans that naturally fade? Well, I do. I also understand that different cuts might as well get something that fits and feels comfortable that they lost me years ago with their various stages of distress. The stone wash, the acid wash, the rinsed wash, the bleached wash, and they really lost me when they started tearing holes in them on purpose. That's right. Moreau went on to write, I saw a pair of jeans at Macy's the other day that looked like they had been bathed in boric acid and hung up and shot a couple times with a 12-gauge. Oh, yeah, they were on sale, too, for $249. Who pays that much for a pair of jeans? I'll tell you a story. And old-school Frederick would know this. There used to be the old Lucas McCain's changed one time. And they changed to a dance club, I guess, when disco and you know, the 80s craze. I guess it was the 80s craze. And they called themselves Players. It was the place to go. And I had just bought a brand new pair of Lee Riders at Southern States. That's right. That's where Bob Miller gets his clothes at the time. And they would not let me in. They would not let me in. They said that my jeans were not fancy enough. They had to be Jordache jeans on guys, for goodness sakes, or some kind of designer jeans, and that's what they were wearing. I said, like, these are brand new pair of Lee Riders. I said, I just got them at Southern States. Well, that, you know, opens all kinds of doors when you say you buy pants at Southern States. And so now it's like these jeans that people are wearing. I mean, you look at these jeans, and I'll throw a picture up on our way. They just, I've worn pants like this after a day working on a farm back in the day. And that's the times when your mom and your wife sits there and says, don't you wear those into the house. Now you got to wear them out. I mean, what? I don't know what people were thinking. Some hipster going to wear them and go, yeah, see, I've been working in the mud. I've been working. I'm a dirty guy. That's just ridiculous. And the other thing, they're $425. So they'll become some kind of a really big fashion item, I guess. Because somebody in New York is going to sit there and say, this is the end look. Mm-hmm. Yeah. $425. I would buy, let's see, it depends on where I get my jeans. Now I buy them at Walmart, so, you know. I know I shed the think, bought a pair of pants that were kind of expensive, and I just don't know how I can handle that. But $425, and Katie Ryan, you're a fashionista, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so would you like to have your soon-to-be husband come walking around in a pair? Have you seen those jeans?
I have seen them. I do think they're ridiculous.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine if he's outside, you know, working.
Tilling the ground. If he's outside, you know, digging the garden or, you know, putting in some, I don't know, doing whatever, you know, put rocks or build a patio or something. And
I'll gladly wash those jeans and they'll be clean again.
There you go.
Always dirty.
Always dirty. So, and with that, Tom Whelan made fun of my shorts today.
Your shorts are my favorite color.
Yes. But they're like, what are they? I call them Robin Egg Blue.
Tiffany Blue.
Okay, now I'm going to make fun of them. You can't call these Tiffany Blue.
Well, it's the same color that my bridesmaids are wearing, and that's what it's called.
So now I'm a bridesmaid. I'm a bridesmaid, but never the bride. Here's Traffic with Katie.